What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about. It's a very busy news day. A couple of really important stories we're going to be getting into very, very soon. And we're going to jam it all in before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. But before we get into the news here, I know I close out every show saying thanks to everybody who is donating to keep RBN going on through this very, very difficult time. Apparently things are very stressed right now. RBN is having to relocate its offices. And if you could right now, RBN does need a little extra help right now. You can go to the republicbroadcasting.org website. And there's a donate button out there. It goes to a PayPal account. You can make checks and money orders out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN, and you can send them to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And grab a pencil, because a little later in the show, I'll give you that information, although that's also at the Republic Broadcasting website here. So we really need the Republic Broadcasting fans to step up here right now. We're at a critical juncture at this particular point. All right, getting into yes, also you can do credit card donations by calling 800-724-2719 extension 3, and they will take care of you there. And I don't know why I don't have that number here. Yes, I do. I do. Anyway, getting into the news here, we're going to start, as usual, with the situation in Ukraine. There's a lot going on there. There is that battle for control in the Black Sea that was focused on Snake Island, and Kiev did try and take control of it. They failed miserably. So the Black Sea is still pretty much, hang on a second, I'm losing mustache hairs. Russia is still very much in control of the Black Sea and able to project power from that. Over in Finland, they are going to seek NATO membership without delay. And Finland, of course, shares a very long border with Russia. And this is not going to help matters. In fact, Russia is already threatening to retaliate over Finland's move to join NATO. So it's that eastward expansion of NATO is an issue again. Now, I want to talk about those biological weapon laboratories that were in Ukraine. Russia has released a report of all the material they found in those biological weapons labs that they captured. And it is not pleasant. These labs were getting a lot of money from the federal government. They were also getting private funding from Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, Obama, Soros, the Clintons, the Bidens, the Rockefellers, and a lot of other people. And they were basically engaged in fabricating new pathogens, new pandemics. And I'd suggested a while back that maybe COVID was developed not as a biological weapon, but as a marketing tool to make everybody very, very wealthy with selling vaccines and stuff here. So Russia's defense ministry is out there saying that Obama, Biden, and their associates are ideologists of the military biological activities in Ukraine. And even worse, some of the money that's flowing in and out of there is finding its way to the campaign war chests of a number of prominent Democrats going into the midterm elections. And another comment coming on out from the Russian Defense Ministry is that these U.S. biolabs in Ukraine attempted to create controlled epidemics, including coronavirus. So, yeah, something very nefarious has been going on. Maybe it's been decided that World War III is not going to be fought with nuclear weapons, but with biological weapons, which, of course, violates a whole handful of treaties that we need to pay attention to. Getting to our domestic politics, Congressman James Comer of Kentucky said that Hunter Biden represents a national security risk due to his foreign deals in China, Russia, and Ukraine. He is wide open to being blackmailed and, in turn, bringing pressure onto his father, President Joe Biden. And that is a very serious concern. Meanwhile, Senator Tommy Tuberville, in a recent interview, came on out saying that Biden is not running the show and that his mental deterioration has reached the point where he cannot put two sentences together. And we have been watching the deterioration during Biden's time in office. So it is a serious, serious problem. Okay, now a little bit of good news for Donald Trump. As you're already aware, up in New York, a judge had hit Donald Trump with a contempt charge for failing to produce certain documents to New York Attorney General Letitia James, and the fine was $10,000 per day. The judge has now agreed to end the contempt charge for a single payment of $110,000. So that's not going to continue in perpetuity. All right, getting into the abortion issue, which is still being fanned up to be the issue for the midterm elections, and it won't be. We'll more about that a little bit later in the show here. As we reported late in yesterday's show, Senator Joe Manchin crossed the aisle to vote with Republicans against the Democrat-led abortion bill that would have legalized abortion up to the moment of birth all across the country. So that is basically dead on arrival. The liberals are wringing their hands and pouring ashes and wearing sackcloth and all the rest of that nonsense here. And they're still going to campaign for the midterms by pointing to everybody who voted against the abortion bill and say, ooh, they're bad, they're evil. They want a modern version of The Handmaid's Tale. They want to control women, and now they're going to come after the gays, and they're going to come after the... I mean, the hysteria is just really out there. Now, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, on Monday, we talked about this, I think on Tuesday, came up literally with a call to arms in response to the reported upcoming ruling on Roe versus Wade by the Supreme Court. And it was clearly incitement and a call to violence, which is illegal on a couple of different levels. There's several laws that cover this situation here, and nobody's slapped the handcuffs on her yet, and a lot of people are wondering why. Now, the GOP is out there trying to remind all these abortion protesters they may be violating federal law, trying to intimidate the justices of the Supreme Court, and they are absolutely right. Because under 18 U.S. Code 1507, it says, direct quote, whoever with the intent of influencing any judge in the discharge of his duty pickets or parades in or near a building or residence occupied or used by such a judge shall be fined under this title or imprisoned. Congress is making a big deal about, oh, we're going to pass a law to protect the justices. The law already exists. Enforce it. All these people who are outside the houses of the justices, they're in violation of the law. They're breaking federal law. And by the way, this law does not cover just the Supreme Court justices. It is all judges at all levels everywhere in the country. Now, Republicans are out there still trying to find who leaked the draft of this decision to the Democrats, and the Republicans are calling for the Department of Justice to launch an investigation. Now, the Supreme Court is already investigating themselves internally. Chief Justice John Roberts ordered that investigation inside. Republicans are saying the Department of Justice needs to get involved, but Democrats are just scrambling like crazy. No, this is a bad idea. It doesn't really matter who leaked the draft opinion. All that matters is that we get abortion and so forth and so on. And So, you know, the Democrats are now out there saying, oh, it was probably a conservative law clerk anyway. Well, a conservative law clerk would have no reason to leak the draft, which is a serious, serious breach of protocol in the Supreme Court, whereas a liberal Democrat pro-abortion activist certainly would here. And having failed to get their bill through Congress to authorize abortion up to the moment of birth, now the Democrats are back out there saying, we've got to pack the court. We've got to throw another 5, 6, 20, 30, 80 liberal justices on the Supreme Court so we can get what we want, and to heck with the rest of America and anything they may be concerned about. We're going to make a liberal utopia here in the United States of America. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence, also a former governor here in Indiana, has called on Joe Biden to speak out forcefully against violence against Supreme Court justices as protesters continue to plan demonstrations at their homes, not to mention Catholic churches all over the place. Now, originally, the White House came on out and saying, well, this is protected speech under the First Amendment. Then they softened it and said they hoped there wouldn't really be violence. But again, they are apparently ignoring or ignorant of that law that makes it a crime to protest and picket justices, judges, anywhere, at work, at home, everywhere. It's already against the law here. Now, Donald Trump has come on out saying that it's time for, pardon me, serious action to be taken against Senator Chuck Schumer after Schumer issued an explicit threat against Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch. And this took place at an extremist pro-abortion rally held in close proximity to the court itself. Again, a violation of that law regarding protesting the judges. And Schumer said they're taking away our fundamental rights. And again, I've read that Constitution. It's not in there. There is no right to an abortion. Then Schumer went on and to continue. He said, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Again, it's time for some handcuffs on Schumer here. Now, the pro-abortion protests are spinning out of control here right now. They actually protested outside of Nancy Pelosi's house saying that she's not strong enough on abortion. You know, she's pro-abortion, but they're saying, you're not doing enough, and we're going to, you know, come on out there and tell you you've got to do even more to block that Supreme Court ruling. Well, again, separation of powers, the three branches of the government. Nancy Pelosi has nothing to say about what the Supreme Court decides. That's what's in that Constitution here. All right, getting on to our new Ministry of Truth and Big Sister. Republicans in the House moved to defund the new disinformation board, describing it as a threat to free speech, which it is. It is completely unconstitutional. Democrats, of course, who still hold the majority in Congress, blocked that and saying, no, we're going to have this, this Ministry of Truth, and Nina Jankowicz, otherwise known as Big Sister, will be telling you what to tweet and what not to do here. The GOP is not going to get a bill through the Congress attacking the Ministry of Truth, because they're counting on that Ministry of Truth to control all discussion about politics between now and the midterms. Somebody needs to file a lawsuit and fast track it to the Supreme Court, saying this is absolutely a violation of that First Amendment. And I don't know if it's going to be Freedom Watch or Judicial Watch or who it's going to be. You know, I may crack open my piggy bank and hire a lawyer and see if I can file the lawsuit. Okay, but somebody needs to start a legal action to get it before the Supreme Court. Now, getting on back to Nina Jankowicz, who is the new disinformation czar, and apparently quite good at it, she once compared free speech to fairy dust. She absolutely does not think free speech is something that should be allowed. In fact, you know, she's out there saying, you know, we have to ban content which has the potential to cause harm. Well, in this woke, politically correct time, anything you say is going to hurt somebody's feelings. Okay? That's what's made the job of stand-up comedy so difficult right now. How do you tell a joke without somebody standing up and saying, I'm offended and I have rights and so forth? And, you know, so she's out there basically saying that, you know, if free speech is dangerous and it's just really fairy dust and it's time for it to go. I mean, talk about a dictatorship rubbed right in your face. All right. Now, over at Project Veritas, they were recently hit with several subpoenas, you know, trying to find out how Project Veritas is getting the information that they're getting. And it turns out the lawyer who was basically creating these subpoenas previously represented creep Governor Cuomo, Ashley Biden, and Southern District of New York family members. So it's all a little bit in the club there. And, of course, one of the things that the powers that be are angry about with the Project Veritas has to do with Ashley Biden's diary, even though Project Veritas really didn't do anything with it. They didn't think it was a solid story. It was somebody else who initially published it, and then other people picked it up and ran with it. Little bit of good news coming out of Texas. A three-person panel of federal appeals court justices are letting a Texas law aimed at punishing social media companies for anti-conservative bias can go into effect. There had been a lawsuit filed to say, no, you can't do that. We need to have anti-conservative bias. And the judges down in Texas said, no, free speech is free speech. And that means you're going to have to listen to things you don't like. All right. This may well be a new entry into the Clinton dead bodies list. There was this one of Clinton's former special advisors, Mark Middleton, who helped basically build the bridge from Bill Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein, and actually got Epstein into the White House on seven separate occasions, has died at the age of 59. And he lived in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is Clinton country. And local county coroner said they're not investigating the death, and no comment, no cause of death has been revealed. But we know in Arkansas, yeah, you know, I remember Fahmy Malik, who was the medical examiner when Clinton was governor down there. And he was covering up all kinds of suspicious deaths. So they found this headless body. And Fahmy Malik ruled that, well, dogs had eaten the head and left the rest of the body. Then they found the head in a trash can, and that was all it. All right, let's get on to 2,000 Mules. Despite the presence of these free versions in places like BitChute, it grossed over $1 million on Rumble in the first 12 hours. People are watching this thing. And they are learning from it. They're talking about it to their friends. They're sharing with it. And you know, it is becoming a huge success here. And it even got a user rating of 7.4 on the 10-point scale at the Internet Movie Database. So this is becoming impossible to ignore. Their corporate media, of course, is attacking it. Associated Press has attacked it. Washington Post wrote an article that really didn't question anything in 2,000 Mules so much as make a pitch for people to not even watch it in the first place. Oh, it's inaccurate. It's this, you don't want to watch this whole thing. And it didn't work because, you know, people are watching it. And after all, the Washington Post is one of the corporate media outlets that told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. So who the heck is listening to them anymore? So, you know, Dinesh D'Souza has come on out slamming the so-called fact checkers who are trying to get people not to watch 2,000 Mules. And apparently even Amazon is getting into the act, because initially they were carrying the 2,000 Mules DVD. And when you go to the page, it says it's unavailable at Amazon. Hopefully, it's sold out, as opposed to Amazon just saying, no, you're not allowed to see it. We're going to take a break.
commercials.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about election fraud and specifically about 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's new documentary. It's out there. People are watching it. It's doing very well. And the corporate media and the Democrats especially are trying to shout it down and just say, no, you can't watch this. If you watch 2,000 Mules, your ears are going to fall off. You know, you'll never be able to dance again, and you'll be shunned by society and so forth. Strangely enough, of course, a lot of Republicans are not talking about this. Some are. Obviously, they're concerned about fair elections. Some Republicans are staying strangely silent. And that's because, you know, Democrats aren't the only ones who cheat elections. Remember Richard Nixon, that whole Watergate thing here. Anyway, Representative Lauren Boebert said yesterday that if the Republicans succeed in taking control of Congress this November, they will open investigations based on the information inside 2,000 Mules. I mean, there's all these videos of ballot box stuffing and you know, because of the geolocation data that TrueTheVote used to follow these mules around, they know who the mules are. They've already identified a lot of them as Antifa and Black Lives Matter members. So it's going to be easy to go on out, tap them on the shoulder and say, we need you to come here to the Congress and sort of tell us who hired you and who paid you for all of this. And so, again, this is probably the most important documentary to come out on this issue since HBO's documentary Hacking the Vote. And so make a point of seeing it. You know, buy the DVD, stream it from the 2000mules.com website, or, you know, see the free versions out on places like BitChute. Watch it on Rumble. You have to pay for that. That's okay. You know, Dinesh deserves to recover his production budget on this one here. Now, getting into other election fraud outside of 2000 Mules, there is this election official, Patty McGuire, and used a newspaper column to dismiss evidence of election fraud, praising mail-in ballots and just dismissing the idea there was any kind of foul play. Had a little bit of a conflict of interest because this election official received funds from Mark Zuckerberg's Center for Tech and Civic Life. So clear conflict of interest here. He's getting money from Mark Zuckerberg and then goes out and says, oh, no, the election was absolutely honest. You know, really. All right. Getting into COVID here. The FDA has finally admitted what we've all known for many months. The COVID vaccines cause blood clots. And remember, we started seeing these videos that were being put on social media by pathologists and saying, you know, look at this incredible mess I found in there. And we were getting from the FDA and CDC and the corporate media, no, no, this is all nonsense. The COVID vaccines are safe and they're effective. And as I reported yesterday, they've now finally come on out and admitted the Pfizer shot, far from being 95% effective, which we were told by corporate media, is only 12% effective. And that only lasts for a week. I mean, it's a complete, complete disaster. And you know, they're pulling back now on the Johnson & Johnson shot because of its problems with blood clots as well. Now, over in the United Kingdom, they have started compensating victims of these COVID shots. And basically, they're saying that people who have suffered ill effects from the shots are now entitled to compensation of £120,000. Australia is paying compensation to some of their vaccine victims as well. And at some point, it's going to have to come here to the United States of America. And, oh, I'm sorry. They just sent $40 billion to Ukraine. All right. So no compensation for American COVID shot victims here. Now, the Biden administration, and I saw this one coming, and so should you, they are now forecasting a COVID surge around the midterm elections. Oh, my goodness, there's going to be a horrible surge of COVID. You're all going to have to stay home and vote by mail. And that's why vote by mail is so important. And, of course, we know vote by mail is where a massive amount of fraud took place here. Now, we've seen this in other countries. We've seen it in the state of California. And now at the national level, the Federation of State Medical Boards is creating a misinformation policy to chastise doctors who question the official narrative on COVID and the safety of the vaccines. Okay, you know, in the good old days, you know, your health was kind of an agreement between you and your doctor's best educated guess, and now the doctors who over the last couple of decades have been rendered as little more than salespeople from the pharmaceutical industries. Now they're literally being told they will lose their medical license if their own best judgment for the patient doesn't line up with the official policy. So we've got to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I'm Peter Serpine with today's Liberty Minute. I'm sure by now you've heard the Department of Homeland Security created the Disinformation Governance Board. Copied from George Orwell's Ministry of Truth and the Chinese Communist Party, this is the worst attack of our freedoms ever. The evil of this board cannot be overstated. Everyone involved in its creation should be fired and or removed from office. Free speech is the foundational bedrock of all other freedoms. Ask yourself, without free speech, would slavery ever end? Could women vote? What about segregation and the civil rights movement? The freedom of speech is what makes America great and what gives us the potential to become even greater. George Washington said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pacem, Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about various health issues. And a while back, there was a story that broke about these safe smoking kits that were being handed out to drug addicts in the big cities, ostensibly to prevent the spread of disease. And the report was that these safe smoking kits included crack pipes. And, of course, this was immediately denied by the White House. Jen Psaki got better and said, oh, this is clearly misinformation. It's fake news and everything. Well, over at the Washington Free Beacon, they decided to actually act like a real newspaper. And they sent people into these drug centers, if you will, in multiple cities to get these free, taxpayer-funded, safe smoking kits. And in every single one, they found crack pipes. Okay? And so right now in Biden's America, it's easier to get a crack pipe than to get baby formula. That is how messed up our country has become at this point. Turning to the international news, down in what's described as French Africa, Paris has been kicked out, effectively. They're withdrawing their military from Mali following the government's call for Paris to please kindly leave. Okay. Now, here's a very interesting little story. It's from Israel 365 News. And basically, it's about Joe Biden planning a visit to Israel next month. Won't visit the southern border, but he's on his way to Israel. And according to this report, he is going to give his support to the idea of Palestine having their own capital in the Palestinian section, the eastern section of Jerusalem. And needless to say, Israel is extraordinarily upset about this. And so I don't know what Biden's thinking or who's advising him, but I hope he's wearing his Kevlar undies. What can I tell you? Because Israel's not going to like that at all. And American presidents who don't do what Israel likes, well, bad things happen to them. Prior to his assassination, John F. Kennedy was working to prevent Israel from acquiring nuclear weapons. So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley is out there demanding Biden remain tough on China. We've got to be tough on China. Okay, here's your rifle, Josh. Go have fun here. And if you've ever wondered why the United States spends so much of your money on weaponry, it's because they waste so much of it. Now, the chief of the U.S. Navy is defending the Navy's plan to scrap 9 relatively new warships in the coming year. And they're basically saying these anti-submarine ships could not perform their primary mission, so they are going to be scrapped. And we've had other disasters like the Independence and Freedom class littoral combat ships that were never able to do what they were supposed to do. I remember a story from a couple of years back about 2 Navy ships that went right from the shipyard to the scrapyard. They never even got into blue water. They were never even used. They would just, you know, spend your money to build them, take them on off, and sell them for scrap here. All right, let's talk about the economy now. And I hate to say I told you so. No, actually, I kind of like it. But the it looks like the big crypto crash is underway right now. There's been a massive sell-off in cryptocurrencies. It wiped over $200 billion of wealth from the market in just 24 hours. And it's a major, major plunge. And it underscores the volatility of fictitious currencies, which is what Bitcoin is. It has no more substance to it than the Federal Reserve note. Okay, it's just it's electronic as opposed to ink and paper. The only currencies that are stable are those based on a fungible commodity, silver, gold, so forth and so on here. And so a lot of these so-called crypto billionaires are now in trouble. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and CEO of crypto exchange FTX, has basically lost half of his wealth. Now, he still has about $11 billion, so I'm not really worried we're going to see him out on the street with a little hat on the ground and a guitar or anything. But it's beginning to look more and more like cryptocurrencies are this generation's version of tulip mania that gripped Europe in 1637, where, you know, tulip bulbs, that was the hot commodity, and the prices went up and up and up, and then the bottom fell out. It was a major disaster. So this may prove to be the same. Gas prices are still going up. The average price per gallon across the nation is $4.33 per gallon. It's $4.30 here in southern Indiana. And, you know, Biden is out there saying we're going to ease the price at the pump. We're really going to take care. Don't worry. Just keep voting Democrat and it's all going to come on down. Now, Nancy Pelosi, during her weekly press conference, came on out saying it's all the fault of big oil and said the Democrats' latest plan to slow the surge in gas prices is price controls. And, you know, they begged OPEC to pump more gasoline. OPEC said no. They wanted to get more carbon fuels, fossil fuels from Brazil. Brazil said no. And you know, so, I mean, Pelosi is clearly pandering to the voters. Don't worry, have faith, we're going to fix it. I mean, even she isn't deranged enough to not realize that price controls would bankrupt oil companies and gas stations. Or maybe she is. I don't know. She's getting up there in years and everything like that. But price controls, you know, it's a good temporary fix, but it has long-term consequences, okay? Now, right now, recession fears are looming over this current bullish oil market. People are, having to spend more and more for less and less, and it's very obvious that we are in trouble right here. And, of course, Ukraine is now blocking Russian gas heading for Europe, claiming that Russia's military operations have destroyed pumping stations. Russia is denying that and saying that Ukraine is simply trying to put pressure on Europe to do more against Russia here. And the upside is that Ukraine's partial gas cut to Europe might actually trigger the reactivation of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, because it was the threat of Ukraine cutting off supplies to Europe that led to the construction of Nord Stream 2. And it's almost completely done. It's almost ready to go. And, Biden, was opposed to that. And we're paying the price for that now. And amidst all this gas shortage and everything, let us not forget that Joe Biden shut down that Keystone XL pipeline. Does this sound like good management to you? No, not to me here. Now, more and more European Union firms are now agreeing to purchase oil and gas from Russia in the ruble. And they really don't have much choice if they want to continue going on business. Now, the EU itself is still trying to push this idea of a Europe-wide oil embargo against Russia. This is not making countries happy. Germany is saying it would wreck their economy. Hungary is saying they will veto any attempt at a European Union-wide oil embargo. So that whole strategy is now falling apart. And adding problems on top of it all, Russia has halted gas transits through Poland as part of a retaliatory sanction against the West. Russia has already announced as of last week, with every new sanction against Russia, Russia will impose sanctions in reverse. And so the gas transit through Poland has now been cut off. This is turning into an epic disaster. This, we've got to get Ukraine, we've got to get Russia. Well, we're going to crash the world in the process, is what's really going on here. And along with canceling the Keystone XL, the Biden administration has canceled this huge Alaska oil and gas lease. Okay, and you have to wonder, what are they thinking? And I have a possible thought about that. Okay. I think all these shortages we are dealing with, oil, gas, baby formula, food, bread, corn, fertilizer, are being engineered deliberately so that just before the midterm elections, gas prices will come down, the supermarkets will be overflowing, and the Democrats will say, look what we did, vote us back into control of Congress. I rather doubt anybody will be fooled by that. Meanwhile, wholesale prices surged 11% in April. This is the highest single jump on record. Okay. Now, Biden's out there trying to, say everything is fine and, it's all going to work on out here. He actually came out with this odd statement that inflation is part of the economic strength of America. So, I don't know. He's off his meds here. And he was out there screaming about food insecurity, forgetting the fact that shortages have all happened, while he's been in office. Then he turned around and, as is usually the case, tried to blame it all on Trump, saying he inherited an economy that was already on the brink of depression. No, actually, Trump's economy was working fairly well when Biden came into office. Gas was under $2 a gallon, so forth and so on here. And it is having an effect. Okay, Rasmussen Reports is out there following a poll showing that voters are a lot more worried about inflation than abortion rights. And I made the comment yesterday, abortion rights only affects a small percentage of the American population. Those people who are out there dating and being careless and reckless and not using birth control. Inflation hits every one of us. And you know, it's probably the reason why donations to RBN have dropped off is because you're all struggling to keep your gas tanks filled, your lights turned on, your rent paid, and so forth and so on. Okay, we've all seen the commercials for Carvana, the auto dealer, online auto dealer. They've just had to lay off 2,500 employees over there because people aren't buying cars anymore. They're hanging on to their older cars. And those older cars are actually going up in value as a result of that. Let's see. There was, let's see, I'm trying to see where this is taking place. This is up in Portland. The Multnomah County's homeless population is up 30% from 2019. I mean, this cannot be ignored any longer here. Meanwhile, over at that Mickey Mouse outfit, the Walt Disney Company, they published a financial report yesterday claiming it lost $195 million from shutting down its Disney Channel alone in Russia. And they're also losing a lot of viewers here in the U.S. because of all that LGBTQ stuff. And more problems for Disney, as long as we're, you know, hopping on them. There is this actress, Zara Pithian, and she works for Disney. She had a small role in the 2016 Doctor Strange and a bunch of other stuff. And she and her husband have been convicted of child sex charges for the ongoing sexual abuse of two underage girls. And so, again, Disney's not really vetting these people all that carefully, or they think it's perfectly acceptable behavior. What can I tell you? Over in Boston, there is a gang of young black teens deliberately targeting and terrorizing white people in Boston. But the corporate media is not only downplaying the story, nobody is calling it a hate crime, even though it is clearly racially motivated. So that's, that's not pleasant at all. Okay, getting on back to Biden's Ministry of Truth and Nina Jankowicz. She's out there now saying that parents concerned about critical race theory are disinformers. You don't want to listen to them. You know, critical race theory is wonderful, you know, saying that whites are to blame for everything. And, you know, if you don't agree, you're a disinformer, and we're going to send you to the gulag here. Okay. There's a whistleblower who has come forward, and they have revealed the FBI investigated concerned parents under Attorney General Merrick Garland's counterterrorism directive. Now, back in October of 2021, Garland issued a memorandum that expressed concern about, quote, a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. Well, he's overstating the situation. Basically, parents were showing up at the school board and saying, we don't want you teaching our kids critical race theory. We don't want you teaching them about LGBTQ and transgenderism. You know, we pay taxes for the public schools so they can learn job skills, so they can have a good life. You know, reading, writing, arithmetic, art, science, music, the basics like that, not this alternative sexual, indoctrination here. And so Garland is out there saying, well, you know, this is a form of terrorism and we've got to investigate them. And Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio is going on the warpath against the Department of Justice and the FBI for targeting concerned parents with a threat tag. Apparently, if the government doesn't like you, you get a little threat tag on your file. And he says this is a clear effort to, chill freedom of speech in those school board meetings. You know, parents who stand up and say, I don't want my kid going to drag queen story hour. Oh, you're a threat to the national security now. You're going to be in big, big trouble. All righty. Getting into science and various other issues. Antarctica just set an all-time record cold. And while things are warming up here in the American South, there's still a lot of cold weather in the northern part of the country. And their spring planting got delayed in some of those northern states, and that's going to further exacerbate the food shortages here. So the International Energy Agency is now calling for lockdowns to meet climate goals. You thought the lockdown for COVID was a pain. Well, they want to lock you down so you're not out there burning fossil fuels and just going to stay at home, and that's going to save the planet from all kinds of problems, not counting, of course, all those nuclear bombs that are going to be falling all around us here. And let's see, meteorologists are now warning that the mega drought being suffered in the U.S. Southwest is the worst in 1,200 years. I'm not sure that's accurate. The area in the Southwest is naturally a desert, and it was up until there was this massive building project. I'll talk more about this when we come back from these commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about this mega drought, and it's almost being hyped. They're saying it's the worst in 1,200 years. Well, they really haven't been able to keep accurate records scientifically for like the last 100 or so years. I mean, that's just the reality of the technology here. So there's a little bit of scare there. But the area in the U.S. Southwest is naturally a desert, okay? And it stopped being a desert because of a massive water distribution or redistribution system that was built back in the 30s, actually in the 40s. And but the problem is it's been neglected. And we've all seen pictures of these aqueducts stretching across the desert carrying water. They're now full of cracks. They're leaking, you know, vast amounts of water into places where it's not needed. The water mains underneath major cities like Los Angeles are full of holes. They're leaking all kinds of water into the ground, which cannot be used. And so maybe, I mean, when you look at the floods they just had in the Dakotas, the water is there. We just need to move it from where it is to where it isn't, which is what this water redistribution system was supposed to do, but no longer does. It's estimated it's currently delivering about one-third of the volume of water that it did when it was first built. And, of course, it was built at a time when there was a much lower human population in the region, especially all these illegal immigrants here. So what we really can do to solve this problem is repair these long-neglected aqueducts and water pipes that are leaking all this water where it is not needed. I'm sorry, I forgot. The government just sent $40 billion to Ukraine, so forget I said anything about that. Okay, now let's talk about baby formula. Everyone's out there, oh, that's the new panic. They can't find the baby formula. And we had a caller into the show yesterday who pointed us to a reference about being able to make your own baby formula at home. And boy, I don't know if they listened to this show or what, but this story came on out today where the corporate media is saying you should not make your own homemade baby formula. And, you know, right now there's 43% of baby formula out of stock. And everybody's saying, why? What the heck is going on here? And, you know, the New York Times is out there and saying, you know, don't take matters into your own hands, mothers. And so not really a solution to say, well, we can't get you the baby formula, but, you know, whatever. I have been pushing this idea about maybe going back to breastfeeding. And I got a nasty tweet over on Twitter saying, well, you know, a lot of new mothers, they can't produce milk here. So I went on out and actually researched that it is very, very rare for new mothers to not be able to produce breast milk. And those few that don't, there's usually a reversible medical condition that will allow them to do that. So the reality is that most mothers, the vast majority of them, can feed their babies from their bodies here. And here's where the story gets really kind of bizarre, and I've seen this on multiple sources. There's this Congresswoman, Pat Kemp. Oh, okay. I'm going to save this for after the top of the hour. We're going to take a station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.